Ev, I'm going to let you say your last name.
Hello. This is for me?
Yes, that's okay. For you. We just call him Ev, and he's living at our house. But if you could pronounce your whole name.
Yeah, let me.
I'm sure you don't need to read it.
But... I do not. Oh, yeah. Evdokim Ostolakidis.
Yes.
That's me.
He is a multi-talented theater artist born in Thessaloniki. We just spent some time in Thessaloniki, Greece, who now lives in Athens. He studied at the National Theater of Northern Greece with honors and continued his studies in drama, acting, and directing in New York City. He was a Fulbright scholar. He worked as an actor in many troupes, including the National Theater of Northern Greece, National Theater of Greece, and took part in various film and television productions. Has directed plays in Greece and abroad. He is the founder and artistic director of Theater of Change.
Changes.
Has worked in London, Stockholm, Istanbul, Tbilisi, New York, Paris, Amsterdam, Kathmandu, and others. He has participated in international theater festivals all over the world. And please welcome Ev.
Yeah. Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you finding Santa Barbara?
It's great. I love it. Yeah. I love it a lot, yeah. It's different. I mean, I've studied in New York City. I've been a little bit,
You got a call.
I need to answer
from,
to this.
From Athens.
Yeah, it's good. Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ella. how is the address here?
Oh, at 420.
430.
430? Yeah. 430 Rose Avenue.
All right. Είμαι στο Rose Avenue 430. Ella, είναι πάρα πολύ ωραία. Έχει πολύ πλάκα. Γελάμε πάρα πολύ. Περνάμε πολύ ωραία. Είναι πολύ κοντά στο σπίτι σου. Rose Avenue 430. Όχι, είναι radio show. Αλλά είναι διαφορετικό. Ella, έχει πολύ πλάκα. Σε περιμένω, φιλιά.
She's finding us on Google Maps.
All right.
On Google Earth.
Friend, yeah.
Nice.
He's coming.
That makes me so happy. We have more guests from Greece. So you are. How did it work? How did you get here? Why are you here?
I'm here. I'm here to direct Helen by Euripides at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and I was invited to do this show. Helen is a Greek tragedy by Euripides. Maybe you don't know it. It's not very famous, but it's a play that I like very much. It's a tragedy, but it's not a tragedy. I mean, can I tell you a few
things
about it?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
My first contact with this play was at school when our teacher asked us to read a tragedy, choose a tragedy, and then come to the class and say a few things about it. And most of my colleagues chose like Electra and the famous Antigone and King Oedipus and stuff. And I read all this, but it was boring. I mean, I couldn't move. I read 10 pages and I stopped. I didn't find any news. And then it was Helen, and I laughed a lot. It was very funny. And I said I chose Helen. And he said, why? Because, and I said, because I laughed a lot. And he said, but it's a tragedy. I said, what? And then I went back home and I read it again, with the idea that this is a tragedy, and I laughed even more. know? So I wanted to do this play. I love this play. So that's why I chose this one. In my opinion, it's the most anti-war play ever written, because the idea of Euripides in this play is that Helen never went to Troy. It was a phantom that went there. The real Helen, all the time, moved Hermes, a god, took her to Egypt. And he kept her all the time during the war. 10 years lasted the war of Troy. So she was in Egypt. So why they were fighting for? I mean, lot of people, hundreds, thousands of people died for what? For a phantom? You see, it's a good idea from Euripides that why is a war is happening. Okay, so this is the reason... one of the reasons I love this play is a feminist play. That's another reason I like it. Maybe for the first time we have a feminist play. It's written in the 5th century before Common Era. Because she's not only beautiful, Helen, she's clever. when they need to come up with an idea to escape from Egypt to get back to Greece, she is the one who gets the idea. Menelaus, the husband, is a jerk. I mean, I shouldn't say that in the radio show, jerk. Yeah.
No, no.
I wanted to say asshole, but asshole is not good.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's an asshole. So she comes up with the idea of how to escape, all right? Is in terms of social political. Oh, no, it's not my friend. Oh, social political.
Phantom.
Yeah. In the last scene, we have a servant going against the will of the master, because the master wants to kill the sister because she's a prophetess, and she knew that this guy was Menelaus, but she didn't tell him, so he wants to kill her. And the servant stops the master. He says, "No, you cannot go." And he says, "How dare you stop me, you a servant?" "Yes, I will stop you because I am right and you are wrong." And they have 2 pages of dialogue. You know, yeah. I am the servant, I stop you, and you stop to discuss with me.
Revolution.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so our show says, we don't have time, I know.
I'll ask you a little bit more.
Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Last Friday we had an open rehearsal for friends. That was a disaster.
Okay.
Yeah. So
don't come last Friday.
Yeah. I don't think I saw any one of you. No. So I have 5 days to make a new show for Friday. Right? So I promise you,
sounds
on
like
Friday, it will be nice. And you will love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you just talk a little bit about why you think that the Greeks are important?
The Greeks,
comedy, whatever it is.
I think classics are. I love classics,
mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you feel that the play was not written 2,000 years before, 2,500 years before. You think that it was written yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes they say in there you find in. I mean, this play, for instance, is a conflict between these two cultures that we experience right now. With the ISIS thing happening in the Middle East. So we have this on one side, and the other side we have the West, that yesterday was Munich, the other day was Nice, Paris. I mean, all the thing we experience in that area. We have refugees.
Istanbul.
Yeah, we have refugees arriving to Greece all the time from Syria, from all these parts. So if you read it, you believe that this was written yesterday,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't believe it's emotional or sentimental reasons that okay, they are Greeks, I'm Greek, so we do them because he's Shakespeare and English people is because he's English. No, it's today. I mean, yeah.
Have you directed much Shakespeare?
Yeah. I love classics, Molière, Shakespeare. Yeah, I love to do that. Yeah.
So tomorrow you're doing a talk at. It's at the, where is it?
Library.
The Karpelis Manuscript Library.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, 2:30 to 3:30. Yeah. So if you guys want to go and hear more about Greek theater, and what are you going to talk about tomorrow?
Well, don't come, because I will say the same things I said now. I don't know, because it's another guy in his place. So if he asks me different things, maybe I say different. But even if he asks me different things, I will do it to say the same.
Yeah. I mean, just stay home, go to the beach, have a beer.
Go to the beach, yeah. But
don't
do the
think
show.
About Greek tragedy
come
at all.
Come to the show Friday or Saturday at 7:30.
Okay.
At the, what was the name of the theater?
It's at the Studio Theater.
Studio,
right?
Theater,
the Studio
in
Theater
in the University.
At UCSB, right next to
that. Newton Catlin, yes.
Yeah.
Next, yeah.
For people who saw Strap-On's, yeah. We had the same play. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kolakidi!
I'd like you to all give it up for our next mystery guest, the sergeant.
Yeah,
you're going to give it
up.
Okay, it's okay.
You're going to give it up.
Right. Yeah, hey, Mills, you don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me.
No.
Anton LaCocque.
Oh, shit.
Mills and I were as close as two men could be. In Nam. He is older than he looks. Yeah, I'm heavier than the last time you saw me. That's because of the Agent Orange forces me to compulsively overeat. Anyway, you know, I was drafted at the time, and I was drafted into Mills' company, into the dance and movement division. And, you know, we were told that we were going to learn alternative combat techniques, like you know, involve puppets and hitting trash cans with pieces of food. I don't know. Then, see, it's hard for me to remember. I got to read it off the page. Yeah, exactly. It was a hot night that one night when the birds took me, Mills, and all the grunts for a party with Charlie at the DMZ. Yeah, and then we were running supplies and the moose. Well, we hit the LZ, but the river rats were nowhere to be found. But Mills told us to hump it over, keep marching, and we did a march. And when he says we got to march, we have to do all these things like we're moving through butter, and we have to, like, hop and dance, and we have to show emotions. I have to be happy. And then he says we have to use neutrality. I don't know how I'm supposed to use neutrality. Anyway, we're surrounded. We're surrounded by the enemy at that point, by Charlie, and Mills is the only one who could save us. But he runs off with a Vietnamese director who told him that he could get his USO show made with only, like, plastic bags and, you know, I forgot what else. And then, you know, clock ticking in Korea at a festival. So Mills abandoned everybody. You somehow, you know, you left all your grunts there, all of us. Brainin, Whitaker, Morgan, Harwell, Torstulieri. I was forced to eat them all. It was the only way I could survive. Now I'm back. And thanks a lot, Mills. Go to Chicago. Yeah, put on your little plays. And by the way, to that dude, he's got a lot of kids. A lot of other kids all over. In fact, he's got kids in Nam. That's the most common name in Nam, besides, like, you know, Wang or what, I don't know. Mills. Yeah, anyway, I'm upset.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm really upset, you know. You know, you did that to me, Mills.
Sergeant.
Ah, all right. Sorry about this, but we have one more mystery guest. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Hello. A girl is happy to be here to talk to you tonight. A girl is also known as Pegasus, Stormborn, Tundra. A girl represents the movement department at DePaul University.
Yes, boss.
And a girl is a little bit boo 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 with what she has had tonight. A little surprised, maybe? A little titillated? Vietnam? Okay. Okay to Vietnam, people! Yes! To Vietnam! Okay, mister! You promised us the phallologocentric movement techniques of the Viet Cong, the Wabisabis, the Munakata tribes, and the fish people. But nowhere did I hear of this movement through butter. I'm a little confused. Unfortunately, we have rules about certain kinds of people that we will have, and a girl is very impressed by you, but a girl's people up here will not appreciate the lack of trigger warnings. As such that I, a girl, have experienced today. I feel a burning, and I feel kind of unsafe. And I don't know that my people up here will like a boy to be such with the triggers. Some people will like it very much, but other people not so much. So, you're out, Mills. Bye.
Thank you, girl. I'm free. I would like to invite the proboscis actors to come up and radio theater people. All right, so here is a play. Michael is the artistic director of Elements Theater Collective, and in November they did a 24-hour play festival. Which that you have to write a play in write and produce and stage a play in 24 hours, and I participated as a writer, which I am not a writer, but I participated as a writer just for fun, and so this is what happened. We all got together as the team, and he gave me a little bottle of a pill bottle and said, write a play based on this pill bottle, and so this is the play that I wrote. This is not the original cast, but these guys are just as great. So here we go. This one is called Remember the Dormouse. Darkness.
Psychological manifestations vary in severity between pleasant dreamlike states, vivid imagery, hallucinations, and emergence delirium.
In some cases, these states have been accompanied by confusion, excitement, and irrational behavior, which a few patients recall as an unpleasant experience.
The duration ordinarily is no more than 8 to 10 minutes.
In a few cases, however, recurrences have taken place up to 24 hours.
The incidence of psychological manifestations, particularly dreamlike observations and emergence delirium, may be reduced by using lower than recommended dosage.
Secondary reactions may be reduced if verbal, tactile, and visual stimulation of the patient is minimized during the recovery period.
The patient should never be released until recovery from amnesia is complete, and then should be accompanied by a responsible adult.
Oh my god, I love fucking you. Why can't we do this every night?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Sorry it was so fast. I just, I got so excited.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Fucking amazing. Did you...
Yeah. I mean, a little.
Good.
So, give me a second, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, let me turn on a light.
Oh, okay. Better not. I know where your bathroom is.
We hear the sound of lovers disentangling. Kat is getting out of bed, finding her handbag, putting on her underwear, and making her way to the bathroom. She closes the bathroom door. She turns on the light. We see her looking into the mirror, eye makeup smeared. She begins to cry and starts to breathe heavily and uncontrollably. She tries desperately to keep it silent.
Hey, Kat, everything all right?
Yeah. Great. Your bathroom is still amazing.
She pulls herself together, fumbles around in her bag to find her inhaler. She takes a puff, and her breathing normalizes. She looks at herself.
Jesus.
She picks up a washcloth and washes her face. As she turns off the water, she notices that there are dozens of pill bottles on the counter around the sink. She picks up one of the bottles and reads quietly.
As Zerembrenibus instead?
She puts the bottle down and silently looks at the bathroom door, picks up another bottle.
Orlotum philopoxamer? What the hell?
Hey, where's my dirty girl? Come back to bed and ride me all night. I'll make you come more than just a little.
Yeah, just a second. I'm almost ready.
She picks up another bottle to herself.
Editolus the pig. Oh, holy fuck.
Cat?
I need a minute, Winston, okay?
She picks up and looks at three or four more bottles, getting more agitated as if she's looking for some particular drug. Finally, she finds it.
Oh my god, why does he have this?
She opens up the bottle and empties it into her hand. Only one pill comes out. She inspects it closely. At that moment, Winston pounds on the door. Cat drops the empty bottle.
Fuck.
She goes to the floor to pick up the bottle, but it has rolled out of sight.
Cat? What's going on? What are you doing in there? I have a key. I'm coming in.
He begins to unlock the door. Not knowing what to do, Cat puts the pill in her mouth, swallows it, and sits on the toilet. Winston enters the bathroom.
Hey! Can a girl have some privacy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'll be out in a sec.
Of course. Sorry.
Winston leaves the bathroom. Cat gets up, locks the door again, and then flushes the toilet. She looks for the pill bottle on the floor, finds it, stands it back up, and looks in the mirror. Emmanuel appears behind her and sees his reflection.
Winston?
Ah!
Winston!
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 Cat?
Winston!
Winston!
Cat, the door's locked. Open the door. I have a key. I'm coming in. What's the matter with you?
There's a guy! There's a fucking guy in your shower! A spy! A fucking operative! I knew this was a mistake. How could you do this to me?
What are you talking about? What guy?
That fucking guy right there! That fucking low-life spy!
Cat, what's going on? There's no one there. You're looking at nothing.
Winston!
Fuck you, you degenerate! Get him the hell out of here! You can't win! You can't win!
Cat! Cat, calm down. Catherine! Oh, shit. Cat. Cat, give me the bottle. Give it to me! Oh, God, Cat, where's the pill that was in here? There was one left. Where is it?
I took it. I swallowed it.
Oh, Cat. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I just did it. Why do you have all these illegal pills? And how did you get your hands on the Super Scansinol? That fucking lowlife is going to report you, and we're both going to be fucked. How could you be so careless? You don't give a fuck about anybody except yourself.
No, Cat. It's not what you think. He's not a spy.
I'm not letting those motherfuckers take me. I'm sick of living this way.
Cat, listen, listen. It's the Supra. He's not a spy. He's not real. It's the memory pill. That's how it works. Someone from your past appears to you in a hallucination.
Well, yeah, that's how Supra works, I know. I did a lot of drugs in college, but I'm telling you, I don't know this guy. He's a spy.
Winston.
Winston, get rid of him. I don't like it. I don't feel good.
I know. It's really intense for about 10 minutes, but then it goes away. Just breathe through it, baby. It's someone you love. He's going to tell you something very important.
I don't know him!
You've just forgotten him. Like you've forgotten everything else. The super reverses the effects of the retraining. It opens up the synapses or whatever and allows your brain to process information stored deep in the cells, in the DNA.
Winston, don't fucking lecture me. I need you to help me. I need you to get him or me out of here.
You can't get away from him. He'll be everywhere you go. You just need to face him. Talk to him.
Talk to him? Christ on a cracker. What am I supposed to say to him? Okay. I'll face this motherfucker. Just what do I say?
I don't know. I always recognized the thing that appeared to me. He was a close friend and I knew exactly what to say. I guess ask him his name.
Okay. What's your name?
It's Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
Emmanuel? No. He's mine. He's from my past. He's been telling me about my whole life. I guess it's my prescription. You took my pill, so you have to experience my past.
I gotta get out of here.
No, Cat, please. You gotta talk to him. This was the last pill. You gotta do it for me. You gotta tell me what he says.
Winston, where the fuck did you get these pills?
I can't tell you.
Winston, you will tell me, or I will leave this apartment and just let this shit wear off.
I'm in a resistance cell. Part of our training is taking all these pills. They reverse the effects of everything we've had to take since we were kids. There's a lab controlled by Central Command. There's a pipeline. A lot of people died to get it established. So now you know. Will you please ask him? what he's here to tell me, we're running out of time.
Okay, I guess my life can't get more fucked up. You're Emmanuel, right?
Of course I am. Winston, why are you being so weird? We don't have time for this.
Okay, I guess this makes no difference to you, but I am not Winston. What are you here to tell me?
The end of the story? But come on, where's my kiss, Winston?
Emmanuel crosses to Kat and kisses her passionately. She eventually breaks off.
I thought we were short on time. Winston, motherfucker just kissed me.
Yeah, he always does that.
He kisses you? He's an important person in your past, and he kisses you? Winston, you are too full of surprises today. Emmanuel, get on with it. Tell me what you're supposed to tell me.
Okay. The protests started to build momentum. The hunger strikes were working, and it looked like we were finally going to get the journalists released from prison. All the organizing we did together, Winston, was paying off. We were giddy and felt confident. More and more people were flooding into the square. Ultimately, we had about 500,000 folks out there. They were chanting and dancing and doing crazy things. They were expressing themselves, and it was so beautiful. It lasted for about 3 months. Our reps were negotiating like mad, and it really looked like the president was going to give us all kinds of concessions. At least that's what he was leaking to the press. But on the 100th day, when the square couldn't contain that multitude, there were those little helicopters that fly by themselves. There were tanks. There were soldiers and policemen. There were big guns and little guns and even bayonets. There were explosions and there were collapsing buildings. We were sitting ducks. A few of us escaped, but most of us perished. I tried to run, but someone knocked me over. My legs were run over and I was pinned. Then this kid with the Kalashnikov, couldn't have been more than 11, opened fire at close range, and my body was riddled with bullets. The first few hurt pretty bad, but after that, I didn't feel anything. I was gone. Lost. And you were lucky. You weren't there. Where were you, Winston? It doesn't matter. I love you so much. I always will.
Emmanuel kisses Kat again and fades away as the drug wears off. Kat is silent.
Kat? What did he say?
He said he loved you very much. And that you deserved to be happy.
Yeah?
You loved him?
Yeah, very much.
Do you love me?
Well, yeah, Kat, absolutely. But it's a different kind of love. He and I knew each other a long time. I mean, I want to be with you, and now that you have this knowledge, I think there's a lot we can do together.
Yeah. Well, he said he wants you to find new love, and...
Yeah? Kat, tell me.
You know he died, right?
I wasn't sure, but I had a pretty strong feeling that he was dead.
Yeah, he was in a car accident, and he felt he needed to tell you that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's been a long time without him. I'm sorry you had to be the one to hear it. Did he say anything about the movement?
He said, in the end, it's all just a fool's errand. We should be thankful for what we have. Food, shelter, work, fucking... Why would we need anything more? It's not worth the sacrifice. He wants you to be happy.
He said that?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to process that. Hey, I love you so much.
I love you. Come here.
Winston goes to her. They embrace. They turn off the lights as they leave the bathroom together. Music.
Yeah. And it's time for our final mystery guest, who, it's not a mystery, it's Sabra, Jeff's wife, has some very important words to share with us.
Hi. As many of you know, Jeff and I are moving to Chicago to start a whole new life, and it's pretty exciting. It's pretty much as exciting as anything is when you're around Jeff. And that's why before we leave for our new life, I'd like to get a few things off my chest. Okay. So you remember how I was having that weekly meeting with my world music group? Well, I just thought you should know that the only music we actually make is the sound of sweet, sweet love. The sound of over a dozen men and women pressing against me as we all reach ecstasy at the same time is the sweetest music ever made. Not that I'm comparing it to the music that you write, because, you know, those songs are wonderful when I need to help fall asleep a little bit at night. If it makes you feel any better when I'm making love to those men and women, I often think of you. And hope you're cleaning the kitchen. I also promise that I will continue to pretend to look interested when you tell me about your amazing idea for a new show that recounts the McCarthy trials using like stuffed animals who only make the sounds of an animal other than the one that they're supposed to be, but with musical accompaniment by someone hitting a piano with a wet cucumber. I promise I will really look interested. It's not hard. I've been practicing looking interested when you talk for years, so that's them. I'm really excited about moving to Chicago with you, and now I've gotten all this off my chest, which perhaps you finally noticed. I feel like we can start over again, and you know, I'm really excited about the fact that I'm getting my master's in world music at DePaul. I know that sounds really suspicious, so let me be very clear. When I saw world music, I'm talking about having group sex with a whole lot of but you're still the guy I want to fall asleep next to, especially when you're playing one of your songs.
All right. We're just about at the end of the night, and I wanted to have
sex.
Have a little toast, and I think we're going to do.
Yeah,
some tequila.
We got tequila for everybody.
Yeah.
This might take a while.
So that's okay. So I'm a little confused because my father passed away recently. I was working on his eulogy, and I kind of got my cards mixed up, but I think I have them all organized. I first met Jeff over 7 years ago when I moved to Santa Barbara. I didn't want to move here. I was unhappy about it, but All right, let's see. Jeff Mills married my mother in downtown Boston after a quick courtship. Jeff first got into the dry cleaning business when his father-in-law took pity on him because he couldn't get... Okay, that's not right. Barry Bernard made his mark in Santa Barbara Theater with a groundbreaking production of a show about cabaret waiters during the Weimar Republic, performed as if it took place on Mars and the only way to communicate was by kazoo. No, wait, I don't know that I can ever forgive Jeff Mills for not letting me play Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings at the Boston Children's Theater because some of the performance dates conflicted with a ski vacation. In fact, Jeff's disapproval of my decision to go into the arts created a rift between us that didn't end for years. Jeff's selfishness and inability to see my needs haunt me to this... No, that's my dad. Barry Bernard first came to the attention of the UCSB Theater Department when they saw his groundbreaking movement piece, I Walk Through Butter and Meat. No, that's not kosher, so that couldn't be... this is right. Jeff Mills' overbearing parenting style led me to start experimenting with drugs in high school. And sure, maybe I wrecked that car as a way of getting back at Jeff Mills, but maybe it was a cry for help. Maybe if you loved me more and punished me less, we would have been closer. Did you ever think of that, Jeff Mills? Did you ever think of that when you were hitting me, Jeff Mills? Okay, sorry. That's my dad. I don't know. I will say really quickly, as the tequila's going out, selfishly, I'm going to take this moment. First of all, live from the Piano Kitchen, Jim and I are probably going to bring back the show in some other not as cool iteration after Jeff leaves, so if you like our Facebook page, you'll get notices about that. I did move here 7 years ago with my crazy wife, Ann Torsilieri. and I was miserable for about a year, and then one night Jeff said to me, hey, do you have any plays that we could do like as a radio drama? I have this kind of crazy idea. And so I gave him a play I wrote, and then we went out for a beer, and he said, yeah, that play's no good. And we just started drinking, and then I told him this story, and he said, ooh, that's a really good idea. You should tell that story. I'm doing the show at Center Stage, and you should tell that story. So I wrote up the story, and I told it, and that's where I met Jim, and that's where Jeff basically gave birth to the Piano Kitchen from that show. That's where I started writing and telling personal stories, which now I've now done here and in New York City and a bunch of other places. Out of that, I met John Blondell, who joined Lit Moon and went to Macedonia and Albania. And out of the doing Lit Moon, I met the people from Elements, where I'm now the artistic director. Every good thing that happened to me in Santa Barbara professionally happened because I met Jeff Mills. And I will say this, that this man is a tornado of creativity. And he's always doing something. And there's so many of us who have become this community that just is in his wake, that created theater. Hey, let's do this. I think he's done a show, created a show every single year I've been here. I'm still trying to finish my first goddamn play. And so I'm not going to say anything trite like, oh, Santa Barbara's loss is Chicago's gain or any of that stuff. I will say this, that there are so many of us who are dedicated and create theater in Santa Barbara. And we are this community because we got involved because Jeff said, hey, I got this great idea. And I just want to personally say thank you. I want to personally say how much I will miss you. And that Santa Barbara is a better place because of you. The arts in Santa Barbara. So let's give it up for the tornado of creativity and our dear friend, Mr. Jeff Mills. All right.
Thank you.
And Jeff's going to take us out.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. It's obviously very bittersweet. It's going to be a very exciting time to move to Chicago. But this will always be the Saturday nights at the Piano Kitchen. Will always be the heart. And so I wanted to do this song by Tom Waits. Gassed her up behind the wheel, your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, and you're barreling down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night. You got paid on Friday, pockets jingling, then you see the light, get all tingling, cause you're cruising with the sick. Looking for the heart of Saturday night. You comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days of the week. You know that this will be the Saturday. You're reaching your peak, stopping on the red light, going on the green, cause tonight'll be like nothing ever seen, and you're stumbling on the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, the telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin? Is it the barmaid that's smiling from the corner of her eye, the magic of the melancholy, a tear in your eye, makes you kind of special down in the core, cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays that went before, and you've stumbled on the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, the telephone rings, it's your second cousin? Is the barmaid that's smiling from the corner of her eye, the magic of the melancholy, tear in your eye, makes you kind of quiver down in the core, cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays that went before, and you've stumbled on the heart of Saturday night.
stumbled. Stumbled on the heart of Saturday night.
Song that we're going out with. So I gave everybody a sheet that has some lyrics on it.
Bring them all down.
Bring them back. Let's see. I'll sing the first chorus and you'll get the idea. And thank you guys all for coming out and for continuing to come out to see the Piano Kitchen. I'm just always overwhelmed with the number of people that we get to come and just the great energy that we have in here. And this room, I just want to thank Jim for creating this amazing space for us and for many, many artists. He just opens this place up and whoever wants to do something cool here can do it. And I don't even know where to start with Jim, because it's like you have made music for plays and we've worked together on so many projects, and I just you're just a genius and I really appreciate it. And Michael, there was something that you said about I take the funny out of everything, and you put the funny into everything. So, again, genius. It's just incredible to work with these two guys. And we just, I mean, it must seem like it's not true, but we just get together and we throw this show up pretty much. but we do a pretty good job. It's just so much fun and so creative. And thank you very much. So we'll go out with this song. Head full of booze, and the rest of me's a wreck. The reapers are breathing down the back of my neck. Hang on, boys and girls, 'cause we're going straight to heck. All your wishing doesn't get you anywhere. Hello, my friends, I came by to say farewell. Been nice to know ya. I'll see y'all in hell. When I get there, rest assured, I'm gonna ring that bell. Let the devil know I have arrived. Tell me a story about happier days. Back before the world became wild and crazed. Full speed ahead, if you can see through the haze. Keep a hoping till the sky turns a blue. Here we go. Hello, my friends, I came by to say farewell. Been nice to know ya, I'll see y'all in hell. When I get there, rest assured, I'm gonna ring that bell. Let the devil know I have arrived. Pennies are spilling, Jim Conley. Your pennies are spilling from the mouth of the well. I'd wallow with the pigs if I could tolerate the smell. I have my cake and my food as well. Ain't life a beautiful train wreck? Hello, my friend.
came by to say farewell. Been nice to know you, I'll see y'all in hell. When I get there, rest assured, I'm gonna ring that bell. Let the devil know I have arrived. One more time. Hello, my friend, I came by to say farewell. I'm gonna ring that bell. Let the devil know I have arrived. Let the devil know I have arrived.
One more time.
Let the devil know I have arrived.
Thank you very much. We'll be hanging out for a while. I hear a glockenspiel.